Grizz Nation.
Touchdown, Montana! Is one thing to say. The pride and tradition of the Montana Grizzlies will not be entrusted to the timid or the weak. Let's go, baby! Up with Montana, boys! It's go time!
Showtime! Welcome to the 2025 Montana Radio Program of the Year, The Daily Drive. Here's your host, the 2025 Montana Radio of the Year, Ace Sauerwein.
To finish my crossword. Hey, I know this one. Stanley Cup org. That would be the NHL. We're cooking now. Welcome in to the Daily Drive, live on 92.7 FM and AM 1450. KGRZ. Got a good show lined up for you today. We're going to the movies. Sports cinema. It's a special one. We are joined by Jackson Wagner, as we usually are for sports cinema, but Jackson's wife, Taylor, old Taylor Makes, she'll be in studio with us, as will my lovely girlfriend, Claire. We're going to call her Love Island Claire. She called in on Tuesday to explain to me Monday, what Love Island is. Wasn't really familiar. So we got four people for sports cinema. We're breaking down the movie Love and Basketball. Love and Basketball from 2000, the year 2000. We watched it last night as a group. Rom-com, drama, basketball, romance movie. We'll talk about it coming up next segment on The Daily Drive. Today's program is courtesy of Y West Storage. Secure, convenient storage solutions right here in Western Montana. Give them a call at 406-510-0590 and reserve your unit today. All right. I'm your host, Ace. Thanks for tuning in. The trade of the day. Trade of the day. Trade of the day. Bop, bop. LaMelo Ball is going to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Charlotte is sending LaMelo Ball. In return, the Hornets will get Naz Reid and a 2033 first-round pick, 3 second-round picks, and then you're also going to get pick swaps, which that didn't really make sense to me if I'm Charlotte because Minnesota's going to be a better team, but I digress. LaMelo Ball. Remember LeVar? What happened to LeVar? Like he's really quieted out. Last year, LaMelo scored 20 a game, 7 assists, and 5 rebounds per, shot 37% during the regular season. We got a lot of friends who are Timberwolves fans. Does this move the needle enough for Minnesota? They traded away Julius Randle as well, so there goes a couple of true power forwards. Now you get a point guard in LaMelo Ball. Is LaMelo Ball and Anthony Edwards, along with Rudy Gobert, Ayo Dosunmu, and who's the fifth guy that's going to start? Is that enough? And my answer is probably no, right? It's probably no. If you were in the East, yeah, I'd say that's a great team to win the East. In the West, you're still probably fourth. Third at the best, and I'd say fourth and possibly even fifth, especially if Dallas takes a step forward this year. I don't know. Let us know your thoughts, but we got sports cinema to get to. Let's do it. Today's program, courtesy of Quality Seamless Gutters, professionally installed gutters built to handle Montana weather. Call them today, 406-728-4002 for a free quote. Sports cinema, loving basketball, next.
Previously on The Daily Drive with Ace Sauerwein.
We finally got Grizzly Volleyball head coach Allison Lawrence joining us now. What jumps out to you and maybe what excites you about the schedule?
I got to say first, there was some disappointments, and I know that's not what you asked, but there was some disappointments in the fact that we aren't hosting. So I feel a little like, about that. And it was a wonky year. It was crazy. That being said, I think that's what the segue into one of the things I'm really excited about is I think we were able to build a schedule travel-wise that keeps us really regional, keeps us close to home, keeps our rest where it needs to be going into conference because we play MSU like right out of the gate. And our conference schedule is pretty gnarly with adding the two Utah schools, and we have more split weekends, and there's going to be some real, I think, stamina, maybe not issues, but there's going to be some layers to that.
For all Daily Drive episodes, download the KGRZ mobile app. With KGRZ Sports, here's your sports update, brought to you by Campbell Kia of Missoula. New and pre-owned vehicles at a no-pressure buying experience. Located off Expressway and online at CampbellKia.com. Here's Ace Sauerwein.
Good news for North Dakota State and Sacramento State fans. Several outlets reported that the NCAA Division I cabinet voted to eliminate the bowl transition penalty, letting both the Bison and the Hornets play for bowl eligibility immediately in 2026 upon their move to the FBS. The Grizzly football team picked up a couple of commits for the year of 2027, including kicker and punter Jackson Spitz out of Spokane, Washington. And the Grizz also got a defensive tackle from Rancho Cucamonga High School in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm going to try my best here, Joshua Uwagabo. According to the Missoulians' Frank Agola, Uwagabo also had interest from big schools like Oregon State and Air Force. That's a look at sports. I'm Ace Sauerwein.
Battery pop quiz. Did you know that most rechargeable devices use lithium-ion batteries? They're in laptops, power banks, and more. They can, however, be a fire risk. So power up your battery smarts with tips from the National Fire Protection Association. Only buy products with a safety certification mark. Charge devices on hard surfaces. Don't use off-brand cords and always unplug when fully charged. Let's charge into fire safety. Visit fpw.org/battery for more tips.
Now that I'm retired, I'm worried about making ends meet. Food, medicine, and rent cost more every day. And that's why I used benefitscheckup.org. It connected me to an extra $1,000 a month. Benefitscheckup.org is a free service from the National Council on Aging. In a few clicks, older adults like me can see if they might qualify for money-saving programs. If you're on a fixed income, benefitscheckup.org might help you too. For free, visit today.
Supported by the U.S. Administration for Community Living.
I forgot my ad sheet. God dang it. Every time we have to switch studios. The Daily Drive today is brought to you by our good friends over. You want to go get it? You don't have to. I think I can. Okay, he's gone. We're doing sports cinema today. Loving basketball. Now I have to chew some time up. Meanwhile, Jackson runs and grabs my ad sheet. We've got a couple of newbies on the Daily Drive. Taylor Makes. I've actually shouted out Taylor Makes before. Jackson's wife. Say hi, Taylor.
Hi.
And then my lovely girlfriend. We got to go with something. You are the Love Island aficionado, Claire. She's already made her debut. Thank you, by the way, Jackson.
Hey, no problem.
Today's Daily Drive is courtesy of our good friends over at Madhouse Farms. Locally grown products in Montana agriculture you can feel good about. Two convenient locations at the Y and in Lolo. Jackson Wagner is back in studio, but he's old news.
Old news.
old as the hills.
Last time I was here, Riley Corcoran did point at my beard while you were talking and we were live and
patch?
Go, ooh, with the gray. Yeah. Wow. That made me feel pretty good.
Has he never seen you before? Because haven't you had that gray patch for? It's not even gray. Yeah. It's Targaryen white.
Thank you.
It's
that
been
made
a while,
me feel better.
Sure.
Yeah, I think ever
I've
since
had it since birth, I think.
You do have a gray patch. For anybody that's not seen Jackson, he has one gray patch on his beard.
The gray in the hair is newer, though, I think.
Okay, let's.
In the hair.
What are we here to talk about today? What are we here to talk about today?
Hold on, we're not
movies
done yet.
Or?
I'm getting the Pauly walnuts from Sopranos. Like I'm gonna end up having the or the Omni Man.
Yeah, Omni Man.
Nice.
Not as bad as a guy. As
Emperor
Omni-Man.
Penguin.
Yes. Emperor Penguin.
Yeah.
That's me. That's me. The old Emperor.
You do
Penguin.
Waddle a little bit.
Wow.
Just kidding.
What the hell?
Sorry, I got self-conscious.
That was mean.
I deflected to you. That's my
I've got red. I got a hint of red in my beard.
Ooh.
You ever notice that, Claire?
It's Tyrell usually
Tyrell.
Like, no. What? Define red.
Why? What, you don't think I have red?
Totally.
I haven't
noticed. Maybe I don't,
it.
I guess. I think you usually see it when I grow the beard out longer.
Oh,
and
sure.
Haven't done it all that much. What did you say now, Tyrell?
Totally.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. You know, you're right.
All right. My bad.
Today's Daily Drive, also brought to you by our good friends over at Campbell Kia of Missoula. New and pre-owned vehicles, great service, and a no-pressure buying experience. Located off of Expressway and online at CampbellKia.com. Sports Cinema, this is round 28. You have been with us, I think, for 26 of those movies. You missed the Mighty Ducks movies.
Yep.
Good on you.
Don't like kids, don't like hockey.
That's right. That's right. Put it on your gravestone. He didn't like hockey.
It's a motto I
like
live by. You know?
28th edition today of Sports Cinema. If you're new to the show, close to every week, we review a sports movie, talk about it, et cetera, et cetera. Did you see that there's a new pickleball movie coming out on Apple Apple TV?
Ben Stiller? Yeah. Directed or just produced by Ben Stiller?
I don't know. But I think that comes out next month, and I think we should do it since it's a new sports movie.
Okay.
No? You don't think so?
We can do it.
Right. We've never done pickleball either.
We've never done pickleball. Have we even done tennis? I don't think we've done tennis.
Challengers. We should have done challengers.
We should have done
challengers. Taylor and Claire, big fans of challengers, apparently.
Yes, I love challengers.
We can do round two with you guys later on this summer.
Okay, great.
Although we are, it's already June 25th.
Let's see how they perform first.
That's a good point.
Wow.
I don't know. Have you ever been on the radio before, Taylor?
No, this is my first time on
Welcome.
The radio.
Well, have you been on a podcast before?
I don't think so.
You've been on.
I don't know.
You've been on social media though.
I've been on social.
You know all the social stuff. Claire, before Wednesday or what? Yeah. No, Tuesday when I called you for Love Island. Have you ever been on air before?
I think I called into a radio show and requested a song one time when I was a kid.
Did they play it?
Yeah, they did.
What did you request?
But I was like silent. They answered the phone and I was like silent for like.
So the first time, more time.
And my dad was like, Claire, say it. What you want.
Could you guys play?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
Wednesday was really my first time.
Podcast. Welcome. Today we are reviewing 2000's Love and Basketball. It's a movie that I've had on my watch list. I was telling you last night, I think since, I don't know, it was a big pick pod. And I think that maybe it was a 2000 draft or.
Yep. That would make sense.
No, you know what it was?
I feel like it was recent. Maybe not.
It was. It may have been on the Midnight Boys, a different Ringer podcast. Oh. I think they drafted an all black movie draft, and that was one of the ones, I believe. Yeah. But anyways, Love and Basketball 2000, directed by Gina Prince-Bythewood,
a woman.
Yeah,
is this the first female director we've had on Sports Cinema?
Boy, I no.
No.
Just keep it moving.
Said that very confidently.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
it probably is, honestly.
I'm
trying to think of another.
Mm-hmm. How many sports movies have there been actually directed by women?
Not as many as there should be. That's what I got to say.
Good take. Good call. I'm looking through all of them. I don't think we have. Look at us.
Wow.
Good on us. We're allies.
Why don't you give yourself a pat on the back?
You got girls on the show, too.
That's true.
Double allies. She's also directed The Woman King, which I've heard of, never saw.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen it?
Viola Davis. I have not seen it.
The Old Guard, a 2020 movie. Anybody?
Nope.
Nope.
The Secret Life of Bees. Bees?
I've heard of it.
Is that a book?
Bees?
Right?
It's based on, okay. I think it's.
The Secret Life of Bees?
Yeah.
Never heard of it. So this is my introduction to her. But anyways.
Never seen any of them.
No. Love and Basketball. 2000. All's fair in love and basketball. Monica Wright and Quincy McCall grew up in the same neighborhood and have known each other since childhood. As they grow into adulthood, they fall in love. But they also share another all-consuming passion, basketball. As Quincy and Monica struggle to make their relationship work, they follow separate career paths through high school and college basketball. And they hope into stardom in big league professional ball. Starring Sine? Do we know how to pronounce her name?
No, I probably should have looked that up.
Yeah, some allies you two are. Sanaa or Sanaa?
Omar Epps is the guy. I know that.
Omar Epps is the guy. You are right. Chris Warren, Kyla Pratt, Regina Hall, Tyra Banks is in it. Dennis Haysbert, Gabrielle Union, Chick Hearn. Hey, remember last night when you asked me who the college or the basketball announcer was?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, it might be Chick Hearn.
You
sure
got
enough,
it.
I got it.
This guy knows announcers.
I don't know women, but I know basketball announcers. All right, Jax.
Are you saying women can't be basketball announcers?
I did not say that at all.
Seems like you implied it.
Did not say it at all.
Okay.
Your thoughts on Love and Basketball 2000 will go around the table. Jax, you start.
Wow, I get to start. Thank you.
Don't you? Well, you usually do. You're usually the only other guy in the room.
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd have the closing contradictory argument.
No, you're the opener.
Just feel it out, what everybody else is saying, and then go against the grain.
I disagree.
I like you, this has been on my watch list. This has actually been on my watch list for a long time. I feel like a lot of people that were playing basketball, like growing up playing high school basketball, going to high school basketball camps all summer, playing middle school basketball, like it was just kind of in that culture to a crazy extent, and I did actually kind of avoid it for a very long time because I was like,
because it was overhyped?
Yeah, just like everybody was like, this is the best movie ever, but I had heard that there was more kind of romance in it than what I was super interested in, especially at that time.
As a
as a child.
Yuck.
And I do think, it's funny, I did like it, but I found both the basketball and the love to be a bit awkward. So I don't know why I liked it as much as I did, but like the games I don't think are super great. We'll get into that later. And then like
zero.
Some of the like romance between the two leads, I'm like, I don't know that there's chemistry there.
Oh, okay.
But I still really liked it. So it's a kind of a, I don't know. Doesn't make full sense, but I thought it was good.
Taylor Makes.
I think it was like classic early 2000s movie, which I liked. I feel like there was a little bit of cheesiness, which is fun. I didn't want, spoiler alert, them to end up together in the end. I agree with Jackson. I don't think they had very good chemistry. Oh,
interesting.
And I also feel like she's way better than him. I think that Monica, right, is the main character's name? I think that she could do better. And so I'm them ending up together.
Love Island Claire?
Yes. I also had heard of this movie a while ago. I don't remember where from, but I'd heard it was really good. And so it'd been on my on my radar. But I think I agree with Taylor for sure. I think the guy needed a redemption arc, Quincy, in the end, that he did not get.
Yeah.
And maybe if there had been some, I don't know, it's like, he's engaged, he leaves his fiance 2 weeks before his
Their wedding.
Look. Apology.
And,
which is kind of what his dad did to a small extent.
That's good. And it's like, is it? I don't know.
So I'm gonna offer two rebuttals. I think one, I actually thought the chemistry was there between the two actors. I was hooked. Maybe not so much the actions in the movie. I understand what you're saying, but I think
the actors, you're right.
Yeah, I thought there was chemistry.
The two characters in the movie, I don't think there's a lot of.
So you don't think there's enough, there's no redemption for Quincy? Even though we do see at the end that she's playing for professional basketball and he took the back seat to raise the kid.
I think that's fine. I just don't think it's enough. I think it feels like his redemption was off screen when he was growing up or whatever. Like, or I don't know, whatever. The
post-college, those 5 years that they skipped.
I'm sure he became, a different person. I don't know, whatever.
Can I argue that men just don't know how to handle their emotions and he actually did an okay job in the end of doing that?
Well, we all know that, I think.
I don't know. I really don't think. I just did not feel any sort of, love for him at the end.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There was a lot of her apologizing to him for
that part was
the situation where she has to miss her curfew for her dad, and then it's 5 years later, and he didn't go to her games. He wasn't very supportive, and there's no apology for that. And I didn't like that.
Absolutely,
I will concede that point. We go from him being mad that she has curfew and she has to start, which he of all people should understand.
Totally, exactly. Yeah.
He has her apologizing. He's the one who breaks up with her, and he said it's actually like some high level gaslighting. Where he told her. When he was breaking up, what did he say? She's like, well, what did I do? I can change or I can rectify this, whatever she said. And he's like, I don't think you can. I'm like, well, hold on a minute.
You don't
like,
have the time to do what I need.
Was that what it was?
And she's like, what do you know about my time?
And he kind of cheats on her, like, in front of her.
Yeah, that was a weird move.
Yeah, that was crazy.
That was a weird move. You guys are starting to ruin the movie for me as we're talking a lot. But I get it. That's what we're here for.
I just thought it was crazy because they both went in saying that they wanted to be in the NBA. Uh-huh. And it's like, he knows this about her, always known this about her. And then he's asking her to give up her, basically give up that to be his girlfriend, his college girlfriend. Like, that seems insane. And then, like you said, she apologizes. Like, she's like, I didn't know how to be there for you and also be all about ball. And he, like, doesn't say anything about, he's like, oh, man, like, whatever. I don't know. It was just,
The thing that unites them the most somehow also, like, drives them apart, which I guess is kind of a cool story beat and conflict in the movie that's like, these two both can't be, like, the superstar at USC and have what they want in a relationship. And they're in differing parts of their career, obviously, where she's, like, coming off the bench and he's the son of an NBA star who played here and has the red carpet rolled out for him. So it is, I do kind of like those aspects where you see how they're different inside of basketball and then just like their lives because of it, because basketball's really everything.
Well, and like, you've worked in sports for a while now, like, how many times has a head coach, let's say, like, he's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame, I swear to God, every time it's like, without my wife so-and-so this would never work because my life is 70 hours in a day of just looking at film and recruiting and this and that.
Yeah,
so like, I like, going off of what, you know, I joked with Claire going home, like, the moral of the story is, like, don't date anybody in sports. Yeah, like, just get out of there. And we're looking at two people, unfortunately.
Yeah, you two are
dated and married
talk.
Into sports. So, whoops. But.
Sorry.
It's fine.
I still liked it overall. I'll be honest. Yeah, like, you know,
I did too.
As you guys are starting to, like, maybe poke some holes in this movie, I understand. But I, especially, like, from them as children, that was the cutest relationship I've ever seen. Yeah. And growing in. And I also liked the structure of breaking it into four quarters, showing that you got highs and lows with basketball. You got highs and lows in life and relationships.
I did like it despite the fact that I've only said negative.
I agree.
Yeah, can we hear some positivity from you two on that side?
I love, there was a part where she's asking, I can't remember if it's when they're in college, but she's asking how many, or she's saying that she can only think about how many offensive rebounds she had.
You're encroaching on stat corner.
Oh, sorry. No, this doesn't count. This doesn't count.
Do you want to jump into
but
stat
he
corner?
Remembers, he remembers how many rebounds she got in the game, and I was like, oh, that's a sweet notion.
That was very cute. Do you want to get into stat corner?
Just that she had four offensive rebounds in that game. My only other stat corner was Omar Epps is 5'10". So he's pushing a little bit the believability of a lottery pick.
The real Omar Epps?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know how tall he is supposed to be. He does not look tall. Dennis Haysbert must be really tall because that was, I Googled it right away because it was like, whoa, Dennis Haysbert's way taller than him.
Yeah.
Who is his dad in the movie. But
Not in real life?
I do think, I do think you kind of hit on a positive, which I think with a lot of the sports movies, now we've watched like 30 of them, the female character in many of them is just like, oh, my wife's mad at me because I'm going back to coach the team, but I got to get these boys going.
Which
and
is
like,
kind of what Dennis Haysbert's character said about his wife, by the way.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. But I like that this one actually had like a very strong female character who was like, you don't care as much as I do. Like, I am pushing myself to the absolute limit and you cannot meet me at that level. Instead of all of the surrounding women in the movie being like, oh, but just what about? There is a little bit of that too, like with Monica's mom and stuff, but Monica's awesome character.
How did we feel about the dynamic of Monica and her mom? Did it work in the movie?
Yeah, I liked that.
Because I will say, I think Omar Epps and Dennis, I thought their connection worked, but I what about mom and what's her
name?
I found that, like, honestly, one of the more compelling parts about it, where there's these two very different women and they like both think that the other person's doing life wrong. I don't know. And I feel like that is a very mother-daughter.
You also thought Monica's mom, though, was kind of like off her rocker when she said, I gave up my dreams for kids.
Yeah, she did say, well, she said, I of course I had dreams when I got married, but then I got pregnant and this is like what I came to care about. And I was like, I don't know. Like, I don't think that means you have to, like, not. I don't know.
It was the 80s.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
She's very, talks down to Monica throughout her childhood. Like, I wish you weren't a tomboy. I wish you looked pretty if you just did your hair, some comments like that.
So,
like,
okay, I'm glad you brought that up.
That would hurt.
So they're early in the movie, and she's still in high school, and her dad says, you haven't got one look. Is he the dumbest person on earth? Because how does it go from zero looks to going to USC? That didn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
Was she really getting no looks?
I mean, I think it's like the local team, obviously, there at Crenshaw High School.
Like USC, and then they was show a the good scouts. Women's basketball program.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. They show the UCLA scout early, mm-hmm. and she has a bad game and kind of freaks out and gets benched because she got teed. And then they show the USC game, and she like has a really good game, it seems. And then they kind of lose at the end, and she thinks that blows her chance. But I think they kind of are like, well, she in the state championship game, she had a huge performance. So USC is like, all right, we're going to take a flyer. And they kind of explain that the girl that they offered ended up getting pregnant, no, and so they true. Had yeah, another yeah. scholarship open up.
True.
They also say it's because of her attitude that she's being like passed on to. So I think that that's, I mean, it might just be also that the movie doesn't know how recruiting works, but
possible.
Yeah, I don't know. If a coach sees attitude like that in high school, I feel like it's probably not a deterrent.
No.
If she's good enough, obviously. Yeah. But any other general thoughts? Any other things you want to get to before we get to our superlatives? We'll take a break and come back for superlatives, but any other general thoughts?
I want to say that I was astonished by the number of people that weren't going to the games in this film. The moms weren't going to the games. Yeah. He wasn't going to her games. They showed the championship game, mm-hmm. and there's nobody in the stands.
Not a whole lot of support.
Nobody's going to these games. It seemed crazy to me. I wrote that down multiple times.
I have a dysfunctional family tag on Letterboxd. Definitely yes. dysfunctional family. Yeah, like both of them in their own way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dennis, obviously, for obvious reasons, he's cheating.
What is it, the cheating?
It is the cheating, yeah.
He actually just had late meetings, Ace, so he's working very hard for his family.
Hotel lobby.
What I was going to say is I just think overall it was a very good examination of what it is like to be a woman, especially to be a woman in the 80s and 90s doing something that's not like typical.
Totally.
So I did really appreciate the way that was handled in the movie.
Yeah. Sure. They didn't soften Monica. Like, she was tough and she was strong and like went after her dreams and was very ambitious.
And even when other people were trying to soften her, like, she was like, no.
I wrote down she's modern day Arya Stark.
Yeah.
She didn't want to do all the girly knitting. She said, I just want to play hoops.
Yeah.
Modern day Arya Stark.
I like that.
What else you got, Jax? Anything?
I liked his track jackets.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Nice.
Got some cool. Yeah. Some
did
cool
you
swag
like
in
Dick
there.
Vitale?
No.
Doug Boyle!
No.
I didn't know that was a real guy until this movie.
He seems like a cartoon.
He does
if you
sound
don't
like
know
a
who
cartoon.
He is, I totally understand thinking he's a cartoon.
He has now made two appearances on Sports Cinema. And
this
I feel like
year.
Both he is, which is just the thing that it's like when he was on maybe once a week and cable was hard to find, it was one thing. But now it's like Dick Vitale's everywhere and he doesn't contribute a whole lot.
You don't like Dick Vitale?
No, I actually don't. It's like just saying I like him. Don't get too mad. Sorry.
Couple other bullet points I had. I loved the camera work when the camera was pretty much like inside her head as you're hearing her thought process during the game.
You see the defenders.
It wasn't
front.
Like, again, super believable watching the sport, but like I thought it was really interesting, and I'm not sure we've seen anything quite like that in a sports movie.
It was like, down five. Okay, down five. We got 60 seconds. We got to, like, that's good.
And I'm not even sure how accurate it is either. I just thought it was interesting camera work. And
I liked that.
Yeah, no, I liked it a lot.
I also said the sleepover scene where he is listening to... was that the time where he's listening to his parents bump, or was that the time when he's listening to his parents
argue? I think they're fighting. I think that was when they were fighting, that he goes to her house.
I think I could say bump. Okay. I don't know. Speaking of, so that happens twice in the movie. The first time, he's laying in bed, and they're up there, you know.
They have an amorous bumping. Relationship.
Yeah. And he, I swear, did he have a smile on his face when he heard his parents bumping?
I don't know.
I didn't see that, but I was also taking notes.
I wrote down, I'm like, why is he smiling at his parents bumping? That's creepy.
I don't remember that.
That would be weird.
That's weird.
That is weird.
He's like a high schooler. No, maybe was he a child?
No, that was when he was a kid.
Okay. He was young.
Because when he's in high school, this is what you're getting at.
When he's in the second high school and they're fighting.
Yeah.
That scene, the sleepover scene, adorable. The cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That was good.
Clearly has happened more than once. Like, it's not the first time.
Yeah, she had the blanket ready to go, the pillow.
Yeah, I like that.
I wrote the Clippers are dogs. Why are you wearing that? But then I found out that his dad played for the Clippers.
I did. I had that as a fair foul. Like, why are we doing so much Clippers? And then it made sense.
All right. Well, since you said fair foul. Oh, you got one more?
Well,
what do you got?
Kind of on that.
Yeah.
So his father is a Los Angeles legend.
Uh-huh.
He goes to play at USC for 1 year,
mm-hmm.
and then he ends up being a washed end-of-bench guy on the Lakers. Does that a little Nepo baby remind you of anybody? Maybe a little Bronny James action?
I had the same damn thought last night.
I couldn't, like, when they show him on the Lakers, and it's like, well, yeah, it's the son of McCall. And it's like, okay, yep, this is, like, the exact Bronny James route, almost.
It really is.
LeBron James's kid.
Well done, yep.
Okay.
You nailed that one.
How did you put that together?
Yeah.
I just really love sports, you guys.
Okay, anything else, or should we get to superlatives? Good?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, this is your first time on air, so if you want to talk, Taylor Makes and Love Island Claire.
I love talking. Oh, I want to say something.
Sure, say
Whoa.
It. Say it with your chest.
The WNBA wasn't founded until 1996, we learned. In the movie, I was like, why? I don't understand why she's playing overseas, why she isn't playing in the WNBA. It didn't exist yet.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Still in its infancy, for sure. Like, and that's why, like, this is, I always, like, looking at the modern day 2026 WNBA, if you look at that compared to the NBA, ABA, like, Where are we looking there? 50s or 60s? So, like, that sport was still growing then. Like, the W is still growing right now. Like, actually, I think it's kind of on a similar trajectory as the NBA.
I feel like people have said, like, Asia Wilson is essentially the, like, Wilt Chamberlain of the WNBA, where it's like, the league is in the first stages still, and she is dominating so much.
Yeah.
And it's like, obviously, she is the best player of all time. Like, there's not even an argument at this point.
Yeah. I like
but
that.
In 60 years, will it be like, well, is LeBron better than Wilt? Like, is future somebody better than Asia Wilson?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. All right, sports cinema. We come back after the break. We got some superlatives, fair or foul, MVP, et cetera, on the Daily Drive.
Don't be fooled by pop-up companies.
Right now, in the United States, millions of kids are living with hunger. This is something we can't ignore, but there is an answer. When kids get healthy meals, they have greater focus, more energy, and higher grades. Nothing is more important than feeding the hopes and dreams of children. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org right now.
Hey, this is Chase Reynolds. You're listening to The Daily Drive on KGRZ.
Today's program in sports cinema brought to you today by the Mo Club. Nothing pairs better with game day than the best burger in town.
So true.
You're right over there, man. I don't even. What was I saying? Best burger in town and cold one on tap. You'll find both at the Mo Club. Today's Daily Drive also brought to you by Stockman Bank.
Yeah, sure.
You bank there.
I bank there. Their burgers aren't as good. But.
We love Stockman Bank. Montana's largest family-owned community bank. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Sorry. I was staring outside.
Ah, oh, dang it. I got tears in my eyes.
Thinking about a Mo Club burger. I didn't realize I was being prompted for another.
I was staring outside thinking about banking at Stockman Bank, actually. Nice. So, All right.
Well done.
Superlatives. We always usually start with fair or fouls. Who wants to go first?
I have one.
Yeah.
When he tears his ACL, he's in the hospital. She comes into the room and he invites her to his wedding. So inviting your college ex-girlfriend to your wedding in 2 weeks.
Foul. I think that's foul. Fair.
Fair.
Yeah.
Jackson says fair. A swerve.
I think like you were childhood best friends.
Well, that's a good point.
You have had a romantic interest, but like it is broken apart, but enough time has passed that it's not crazy. Like, you're not angry at each other at this point, probably. You haven't seen each other in a long time, so it's like, I would like for you to be there.
It
would be awkward,
so
for sure. But
were any
of your exes at your wedding?
No.
Jackson,
that's a no.
Taylor Makes.
Negative.
Well,
fair. All right, you got me there.
I really think it just so depends for me, because I think these two clearly still,
have
their thing.
As I'm talking, my ex is probably going to be at my wedding.
Wow.
Okay.
She married one of my best friends. It's Amelia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, it's not
high school ex.
That's different.
Right. You have moved
totally
on.
Different
that
situation.
Is,
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess this situation where they are both clearly still in love with each other, maybe don't bring her to the wedding.
Considering the fact that one week later, he plays for his marriage in a one-on-one match, I think that right. the invite to the wedding is foul.
Is foul. I agree.
Which is, yeah, is
for
a
him,
fact.
Definitely foul. Yeah. Potentially, given other circumstances, fair.
Yeah, fair or foul, one-on-one for your
yeah,
your
exactly.
head
bad,
marriage.
For your
bad look.
It's the only way to do it.
Foul.
That's the only way.
Crazy. I wish that we could have seen Tyra Banks' reaction to,
yeah, true.
To that situation.
Sorry, justice babe, for Tyra. Beat me one-on-one. I don't know what to tell you.
But is the wedding off the second he plays one-on-one with his ex?
It appears so.
Is that cheating? Is playing one-on-one cheating?
For your marriage?
That was
okay,
the,
take
that
away
was
the marriage
the best,
part.
Sex scene in the movie.
Exactly.
The one. Yeah, you can say that. Yeah. Okay. The one-on-one?
The one-on-one.
So the non-sex scene? Yeah. Sex scene?
Yeah. Tension.
The other sex scene was tough.
There was a sex scene in this movie where like it's introduced with a high-pitched lady who's like, woo! We all kind of laughed watching it.
I think
not the horniest sex scene we've ever seen on sports cinema.
True. Bull Durham.
Bull Durham wins that MVP. They're licking each other in like milk on the dinner table. It's disgusting.
It was the '80s too, so everybody's sweating.
But to answer your question, yes, as soon as you start gambling whether or not you're gonna get married, then that's
the
not.
The wedding is off.
What if it wasn't for the wedding and they're just like, let's play some one-on-one, shirts and skins. And you walk in and you see the ex in a bra and they're just, you know, they're backing each other down,
banging
bodies.
Like
absolutely not.
It's a conversation for sure.
Yes. It's definitely a conversation. It's maybe more than one conversation.
We're sitting down. The wedding is postponed.
It's postponed for sure.
Fair or foul, a college guy going back to a high school prom.
Foul.
Yeah, foul.
Call the cops on that guy.
Especially in the situation where he's not even dating her. They just got set up through a friend. You can't come back for that.
My fair or foul is the sister being like,
exactly.
I've got a college guy.
Oh,
he's
true.
Taking you to your dance.
Not
like,
a good
whoa, sister.
Come on.
As an older sister, Claire, what do you think?
I would not do that.
I agree. I think that's foul.
I would
foul.
Never do that.
No.
Yeah. Fair or foul, what if it was a situation where the guy was a senior in high school the year before and then graduated and then came back for
see, that
prom.
Would be okay,
that's
but it seems like this is a completely
different
idea.
Yeah. It appears she did not.
And he's being creepy the whole time.
He's being weird for sure. He's being a little...
You like school?
You like school.
That was also one of my fair or fouls.
Yeah,
like,
I liked high
pickup
school.
Pickup line, fair or foul. So you like school?
I think it's nice.
It sounds like a...
It works.
Never mind. I don't know how, what I'm allowed to say on the radio.
What are we going to say? Say it to me over here. Push the mic away.
This is good radio here.
You could probably make that.
That's what Jerry Seinfeld said to his 17-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, my God. Jerry Seinfeld listening right now, just catching strays.
That was weird.
Taylor just cute. All right. Fair or foul, Jax?
Fair or foul, transition three with the defense not back.
Wildly.
In 1998, the three-point line had only been around for 2 years, and Monica's hitting pull-up transition
that
threes.
That was in practice, too, wasn't it?
In practice in with an open basket. I respect
it. Wait, the three-point line came around when?
In like the mid-80s.
Oh,
I think 86 was the first year in college basketball.
Basketball changed forever when you could shoot the long ball.
I feel like it would have been boring before that.
I just actually, not sports cinema related, but found a disc in our archive room of a 1954 basketball game that was the last one in the old men's gym on campus before they moved to Dahlberg. And yeah, it's not that exciting. There's a lot of running around and dribbling one-handed, and that's about all.
I thought you were going the other way.
It is cool. The video is cool, but it's like, oh, basketball. Yeah, basketball's changed a lot.
Yeah. Taylor makes fair fouls.
I feel like the college boy in school was a top one for me.
Yeah, for sure.
Those are my fair fouls. Anybody else have any others?
I did have fair foul. Your roommate or teammate opens the door and says, bro, wings?
Yeah.
And you turn wings down? Foul.
You're saying the wings part.
Yeah, come on. Go get wings with your teammate.
He's with his
whenever.
Girlfriend.
I was going to say the fair foul being
just
the roommate just
the
barging in. Like, what's up, dude? Yeah, like, and he could have,
No, it's all about the wings in my mind, baby.
All about the wings.
Maybe, Any others? You two?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Something up,
Quotes. There were a lot.
A lot of quotes.
Best quotes. Anybody have a favorite?
I have So You Like School on.
Yeah, they
have. We already touched on that.
So You Like School.
I liked after she goes professionally and plays in Spain and then comes back and swears at her mom. And she said, oh, no, are they cursing at mamas in Spain?
I did. That was really good. I liked when they were kids and Monica says to Quincy, when they're fighting about Magic Johnson, she says, well, what's the most points your dad ever scored in junior high?
a very junior high insult. Exactly. Like, his dad is playing in the NBA right now. You want to know what he scored at junior high?
It's like an alternative from, like, my dad's a lawyer, he'll sue you. Exactly. How many points did your dad score in a basketball game? Hey, speaking of when Monica was in Spain, is she racist? Why didn't she want to hook up with any Spaniards? Is that what she meant?
Because she's in love with Quincy still, yeah, but obviously.
Didn't,
obviously.
Didn't she say something that, like, these people aren't my style or my cup of tea? Didn't she say something along those lines?
Yeah, she did.
She said, they're not my cuppa.
She said something like that, yeah.
I don't know.
She's thinking about Quincy even though he's engaged to Tyra Banks.
Maybe he scarred her because she's like, now I don't have time. I don't have time.
True,
I can't.
True.
I'm too into ball.
So she's actually the one who's emotionally inept like a man.
No. Oh. Not the takeaway.
No, that's not what I was going to say. No, that is not.
That's what I took away.
They both kind of are.
You want to be my girl? What do I have to do? Do? Yeah. Thought that was good.
I think we kiss now, doesn't it? I think we have to kiss school. Now.
I like the kid scene too. You want to be like Kareem? All his big butt do is sit by the basket.
Yeah. Kareem just catching strays in these movies. Kareem, like, between Airplane and this.
The Dick Vitale quote.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you love basketball so much, why don't you... Bone
Dick Vitale.
If basketball is all you care about, why are you boning me? Why don't you bone Dick Vitale?
So good.
And then they break up.
Yeah.
You imagine that? Oh, God.
I accidentally put a fair foul in my quotes section.
What do you got?
But telling your son who's going to be a lottery pick to stay in school, I feel like that's foul. Like,
but I think he was trying to, you know, he's trying to say, don't make the same mistake I did.
And yeah, but he was like a wildly successful basketball player with a huge mansion and nice clothes and jewelry. Like, yes, maybe now, but it's like he has an incredibly successful life if he just doesn't cheat on his wife. And he's like, well, stay in school. Like, that's not going to help you not cheat on your wife.
I also remember another fair and foul, which is I cheated on you because so many women offered.
Yeah, that's
so many
one.
Women offered.
I mean, dude, there was 20 women on my floor.
Offer, is it considered cheating still? You know,
you just have to do it at a certain point.
It's a numbers game.
By the law of averages, I'm bound to say yes at one of these women.
At some point.
Oh, also when he didn't recognize her because of her haircut. Yeah. His wife of like, oh, his ex-wife horrible. Of 20 years.
Yeah.
Tough. My God, is that bad, you? What'd bad. You do?
Your hair's 2 inches shorter.
Whoa. The dad in general, not an MVP.
Product placements. Best product placements.
Well, there's two really obvious ones.
The Clippers.
Dick Vitale, baby!
Oh.
Is that product
okay,
placement?
Clippers, I wasn't thinking about Clippers. Yeah, Dick Vitale. I was actually thinking Spalding. Yeah.
I thought Spalding.
Yeah. And then McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
There's always a McDonald's.
They don't even show a McDonald's, but they still product place it. That's next level.
That is good. Yeah, I know. That's a good point.
The Spalding, they're like, he's asking who she's going to go to the dance with, and he says, oh, who are you going to go to the dance with? Spalding.
Yeah.
And I hear Ace's pen go, click.
That's exactly, I saw him immediately writing. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I know what
that's. There's also that same thing happened. There's show the teammates playing like a college basketball video game, and there's a Gatorade and Domino sitting on the table, and
Domino's
I heard Ace's.
Several times.
Yeah, oh, Ace's I didn't. Click
sure
over.
Enough, I got
not.
Domino's and Gatorade.
This guy hates ads. Yeah. Let me tell you,
I hate them, but I pick them out every single
you're
time.
So good. I did not pick out Domino's.
Pepsi was in the fridge.
Nike was sneaky because the Nike stuff's all cool, so I was just like, nice. He's got cool shirts. He's got cool jackets, and then the Nike basketball at the end.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. There's the one-on-one where the ball literally like bumps off of like where it says Nike. I'm
slow-mo
like,
oh, ball hitting the Nike basketball.
Speaking of slow-mo, I didn't bring this up. If you have, but like the, we'll get believability. Let's just go there right now.
Yeah.
Bad basketball. Yeah, real bad
nobody
basketball.
Nobody in this looks like they could actually
me.
Play.
I thought it was okay.
Yeah. But so my point. Okay. My point was going to be they had some slow-mo shots playing basketball. If you don't have great athletes and the basketball doesn't look good, don't slow it down because it's going to look 10 times worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, bad like you can do that with Wesley Snipes in Major League when he's running, and you can kind of make him look fast, but you can't do it with a basketball jump shot to make the jump shot look good. Like
the slowest spin move ever.
Like behind the back, but the ball is just like bouncing multiple times as he's going to find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like early on, I was like, Quincy just must have the most lethal crossover and spin movement, but then I'm watching, I'm like, this guy's not that good, actually.
Yeah, he's 5'10". I guess he can shoot. He makes basically every shot you see him take, except for when he finds out his dad cheated on his mom, and then he airballs it and turns it over a bunch.
Tough game.
Yeah.
But
best montage? I don't know if there really was sports montage. I have one. It was kind of the depression scene at the end. It really wasn't sports, but like everybody's just like going through their feelings. And
that's true.
I liked when she was, you said this earlier, Ace, but when she's talking, or you can hear her talk track to herself, what she's saying to herself. I don't know if that counts, but I did like that.
Yeah, I think so. Is that it? We got to get to MVP and score. Did I miss any? It's the ones I had. Fair foul, believability.
Did you guys? Oh, you did stats corner.
Stat corner. He does have the first game you see him play. They show him shoot 5 times. He makes them all, and then at the end of the game, he said he had 27 points and 11 assists.
Whoo! Pretty good day.
Pretty good day.
Pretty efficient
for a high school basketball game.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it is impressive.
MVP of the movie. Oh, you got one more?
Oh, I have stats.
Oh, stats. Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of tackling into the grass between Quincy and Monica at least 4 times where they like.
Four tackles.
This is a basketball movie.
It is, but.
How about that?
True.
She got a wicked scar.
I was going to say, how does that scar last that long?
She got a crazy scar.
Wild like grass.
And she just, landed in grass. Yeah. I would have
understood if like she got pushed on the pavement and the pavement just carved up her face. But yeah, she landed on grass.
They couldn't push the child actor onto the pavement.
That's a good point.
That's true.
Maybe it's metaphorical for their love. It's going to be there forever.
Exactly.
Boo.
Exactly. He made his mark on her.
Okay.
Oh, I actually have one other stat corner too, which it's a PG-13 movie, so you get one use of the F word.
Yeah. And it is great use.
Very well used.
Yeah. It's when Quincy confronts his cheating dad.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's a little tuned up at the time too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great. Mm-hmm.
Good call.
It came and I was like, oh, like it hit me in the chest somehow. I don't know.
MVP of the movie, Jackson. What's the best part?
Wow. I think Monica's the best part.
Okay.
I think she, like, her, just, like, character, you don't see characters like that enough. And
especially
she's,
in sports movies.
Yeah, for sure. And even just, like, in movies in general. Like, a very strong female character who, like.
Leia Organa? Ever heard of her?
All right, nerd.
Oh, who? My God.
That's just
what did you say?
Come on.
Who?
But yeah, I think Monica, she makes the movie for me. I really like Omar Epps as an actor. But Quincy, I have some issues with as a character. So,
Taylor makes.
I like Monica as well. I do like the ending. I like that they end with the WNBA being created and she's playing and he's there. And I have my qualms with Quincy as a character, and I don't think they should be together. But I like that she got to play in the WNBA.
So that's your MVP that she got to.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
Love Island, Claire.
I really liked the actress that played Monica's mom, Alfrey Woodard. Mm-hmm. Her facial expressions, it would show her like in a window at some times, and she'd be just like making the like craziest like straight face expression. I loved her. She's great.
I got, I don't know, I have a couple I could go with. I think I'm going to give a runner-up first. The soundtrack is the MVP.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
Like,
that
was
a fantastic
good
Al
opening.
Green right off the start.
Song.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, Al Green.
I probably would have said Monica too, so maybe I'll just change it up and go soundtrack.
Oh, okay.
I
was going to pivot to just basketball culture. I do feel like this is like if you played basketball in middle school, high school, growing up, like carrying the basketball around with you, going to the girls' games, like sitting at the top, standing in the corner, trying to be cool, like all of that felt very, very realistic to how like you can tell that Gina, the director, had, like played basketball growing up, was part of that.
Is that what you were like in high school? Cool guy.
No. You had an epic spin move too.
You guys didn't know me in my basketball. But basketball for me was the biggest thing in the world until I was probably 17. So.
Then what happened?
Life comes along.
At 17, or were you paying taxes?
Exactly. Then I started to be better at golf than
another
basketball. So
another moral of the story in this movie: don't grow up. Life sucks when you grow up. Stay a kid.
Quote: can I hit you with one last quote?
Do it.
When you're a kid. When you're a kid, you see the life that you want, and it never crosses your mind that it's not going to turn out that way. When she said that, I was like, oof.
That's the freaking truth.
These two just think they're going to play basketball their whole lives, and that's going to be it, and it's going to be what you want. But
she's kind of doing that, though.
Yeah, no, that was great.
Yeah, but she's had to sacrifice and suffer a lot through it.
Yeah.
Score, what are you giving it? Out of 5, Jax?
3.5.
Taylor makes?
3.
3.5.
Yeah, I went 3.5 too.
Wow.
I said 4 right off the bat, and last night I changed it after Claire pointed out, like, I don't think they should have gotten back together. I'm like, oh man, that is a tough, like, I think the first 3 quarters I would have given 4, and then the fourth quarter was too cheesy and maybe too obscure for them to actually make sense and get back together.
4 if they don't end up together.
Yeah, I
think
that's a great review.
I think that if they don't end up together.
Did you see that?
No, did he comment on my...
Yeah, he said, have you ever heard of spoilers?
Henry.
There is a spoiler warning.
This movie is from
2000.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's
I think
a good
it's fine.
Great stuff. Well done, you two. Good, good first showing.
Thank you.
You may replace Jackson as second chair.
Give a cheer. That was fun.
Sports cinema next week. We keep teasing Blades of Glory.
We do.
Oh, actually, we're gone next week, so it's 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. So that might give us time to, if we talk to...
Tell Allison Lawrence now, she cannot come up with an excuse.
You just have to watch it sometime in the next 2 weeks.
Text her right now before you leave this room.
Yes, sir.
We'll wait.
This is good radio.
I don't even have that. Listen to the clicks.
I don't even have that.
Like your parents.
Android.
I think my mom still has the clicks when she types on an iPhone.
Yeah. I kind of like it.
Yeah,
I think my phone's on ring, I have the clicks on, but my phone's never on ring.
Yeah. Sure. Guys, great stuff. Appreciate you. You guys will have to be back. Maybe we will do challengers later this year.
Yes,
add it to the list.
That movie's like flat out horny. So I don't know how much we can
It's allowed.
Okay. We can find ways to talk about it. It's so tasteful.
Old FCC Taylor making the rules over here.
We can come up with ways to talk about it. Yeah, we're fine.
Thanks, Taylor Makes. Thanks, Love Island Claire. Jackson, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Colorectal cancer is the leading cancer killer in men under 50 and the second leading cause of cancer death for women under 50. The American College of Radiology urges you to get screened starting at age 45. Now, Medicare and insurance companies are required to cover not only colonoscopy, but less invasive exams like virtual colonoscopy. Talk to your doctor about your options. For more information on virtual colonoscopy, visit radiologyinfo.org/virtualCT.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
A lot of fun having the ladies. We need a female presence on this show much more than we do. Usually it's me, Jackson, Riley, Hank. Yeah, we need a female's present, no doubt. All right, just a quick little wrap up here. We'll get you on your way with the rest of your day. Programming reminder, beginning on Monday of next week, we're off. We are off all of next week. We're off, let's see, it's the 29th all the way through July 7th. So beginning next week, the next show we will have will be July 8th. It's a Wednesday, so we'll be off for a while. Tomorrow, Scott Richmond will be in studio. He wants to talk about all the NBA trades that have gone down. He's a big NBA guy, you know that. He'll be on tomorrow. We're trying to set up, I've got a couple different interviews, one being a play-by-play chat with Mick Tidrow. He's the voice of Ball State, but also sideline reporter for the Indiana Fever, trying to get that lined up. Also, we may have a special marathon guest tomorrow on the show. Still TBD about what we're going to do, trying to work around a few things, but Scott Richmond, he will be here. I know that much. All right, we'll chat tomorrow. Adios.